We record it.
I know we could do that, wouldn't we? I can get through that.
You want to do that, Ted?
I'll try it. Yeah, let me get through the water.
Yeah. We'll do a tune here that, actually, Blake has a story that he tells behind this tune. And this is on the...
Oh, we're going to do Greenland?
Yeah, you want to do that one? That's fine. That, yeah, yeah, sure. I think we had a request for this, too.
Yeah, we did. So we'll do that one in the key of E. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I related this earlier, but I'm sure there's more folks around this evening. So we'll tell the story that in 1925, there was a man named Fairfax Harrison. They called him the gentleman farmer from Virginia, and he was the president of the Southern Railroad. And Mr. Harrison, he made a trip to England, and he was really impressed by the locomotives that he saw running over there on the British railways and the fact that they were painted green and gold. He got to thinking that it looked mighty nice going down through the south, through the fields there and everything. And I admit they did when they put them in. And he ordered up about six of them the first time around when he came back home and started out with those green and gold locomotives. I was brought up alongside one of the five branch lines of the Southern, which was known as the AGS or the Alabama Great Southern. And that branch of track was 295 miles from Chattanooga, Tennessee, all the way down to Meridian, Mississippi. And so I got to watch all them nice trains coming through there when I was a little boy back in the 1940s coming up. And it's kind of a nostalgic thing in the hot summertime and the steam railroad and the green and gold engines of the AGS, Alabama Great Southern, rolling through. Excuse me. See if I can sing it for you there if I hadn't sung her out completely.